Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Kane. Sister Barbara works as a chaplain in New Haven, Connecticut, and the title of her preaching today is Truth Telling is Hard.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus said to the people in the synagogue at Nazareth, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years, and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to the widow of Zarephath in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha, the prophet. Yet not one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman, the Syrian." When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which the town had been built, to hurl him down headlong. But he passed through the midst of them and went away. The Gospel of the Lord. Have you ever wondered how Jesus felt when he had to tell his own people that they were off track? That God came to a widow in Zarephath or Naaman the Syrian? Or how about the story of the Good Samaritan? We know that the people didn't like hearing this. In fact, in today's gospel, they were filled with fury and they wanted to throw him off a cliff. But what about Jesus? How did he feel about chastising the people, reminding them that they were not in right relationship with God? It must have been painful to know that his love for them might result in rejection and a knowledge that his message of the kingdom might never be heard or even be ignored or rejection because the people, his people, would not listen. It's painful and scary to point out another person's mistakes, especially when they are friends or loved ones. You run the risk of losing that friendship or hurting that person badly. Remember how angry Peter got when Jesus said that Peter would betray him? But sometimes, love compels us to be honest and say tough things. I met Brenna in the behavioral health unit, also known as the psych ward. She explained that her drinking had gotten out of hand and that her parents had finally kicked her out of the house. Someone had brought her to the emergency department when she passed out in a bar. She had nowhere else to go. She had reached the bottom. And how painful it must have been for her mother and father to make her leave their home. They had no way of knowing if their actions would result in saving their daughter or losing her. It's gotten more and more difficult to disagree with church or government policies, even when they really are unjust or even dangerous. One risks being called a heretic or a traitor when it is out of love for the flawed institution that motivates the criticism. During Lent, we are encouraged to reflect on our own faults and actions that move us away from God, that hurts God's creation or creatures, that damage the right relationship that God wants with us. Sometimes it's challenging just to be honest with ourselves, and yet, if we aren't aware of how we hurt God and others, how do we ever change? It's the same with our beloved institutions. How can they get better if they aren't aware or they can't see the problems that face them? Each one of us is called to be a prophet at some time or another. We may be called to introspection. What are we doing? Or we may be called to speak out about injustice in our families, our church, and our nation. We know that this might result in our own rejection and pain. We aren't accepted. And yet, our faith, our love, compels us to do this. So let's pray that during this Lenten season, God will grant us the serenity to accept the things we can't change, the courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know and accept the difference.